865, we out here. Talk sports. John Reed, Cody McClure, Fox Sports Knoxville. Eh.
Talk sports. Talk sports. Talk sports. Talk sports. John Reed, give you what you asked for. We got Cody on the MIC, RIP to Reggie White, Fox Sports Knoxville, booming through the satellite. AM, PM on your lunch break. Talk sports through a hurricane or an earthquake. It's the 865 till the death of us. Tune in to Talk Sports like the rest of us. Talk sports. Talk sports, ay. Talk sports.
Hour three, kick off for Fan Run Studios. Talk sports.
First reviews are in for Lion King. 78 reviews are in. 58% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Good. Good.
It's hard to do for Disney. Hour three headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John. Happy to hear the Lion King is not doing well. Be original, you know. Make a new movie. How about that? How about we quit with the remakes of everything? Make a new movie. Worth a damn. There hasn't been a new movie worth a damn in a while. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood coming up, though. Melvin Gordon wants a new deal or he will skip training camp and demand to be traded. Gordon was one of the NFL's best backs last season, according to advanced metrics and just by watching the games with your eye. Melvin will make $5.6 million this year. It's the final year of his rookie contract, but with training camp just weeks away, the Chargers running back has informed the team that unless he gets a new deal, he won't report and will demand to be traded. That's what his agent told Adam Schefter.
I don't know where Melvin Gordon ranks in terms of running backs. I think,
27th in terms of average salary.
Well, he's definitely better than the 27th running back.
He ranks 27th among running backs in average annual salary. So
I feel like the Chargers got some defensive guys they're going to have to pay that would mean more to them than a running back. So Gordon might be tucking himself out of a job. Melvin Gordon better be careful. He's going to find his ass in third on the depth chart after they trade Melvin Gordon to Cleveland for Duke Johnson. Better be careful.
Well, he's looking for a new deal.
That's what would happen in the NBA. They would just send him to Cleveland, say, fine, Duke Johnson, come on. And then Phillip Rivers would just throw dump downs to Duke Johnson all day, and Duke Johnson would be one of the best running backs in the league. Phillip Rivers is really good at throwing to running backs out of the backfield, so he better be careful, or else he's going to find himself behind Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt in Cleveland.
Everybody gets a new deal.
Except running backs, man. You got to know this. Running backs don't get them.
Antonio Brown gets a new deal. Aaron Donald gets a new deal. FDR had a new deal. Why can't Melvin Gordon get a new deal?
Because he's a running back, and running backs are not that valuable in the NFL.
Well, I want to see him get a new deal.
Should have told him to play linebacker.
I just realized it's Thursday. Cam, are you busy? If you don't mind, could you run down to the adult store and pick up some lube for me, please? I forgot today's Thursday. Let's see. You remember the guy that got his arm amputated? Norton? Kendrick Norton, the Dolphins defensive tackle?
Yes, yes, yes.
He was cited as being at fault for the July 4th accident.
I mean, that doesn't change anything.
Well,
I mean, it's still tragic.
He got cited with an improper lane change.
Yeah, I mean,
it just kind of adds to the...
Are they going to give him a ticket? Like, can they not...
He got a ticket.
I feel like they should rip this ticket up.
Maybe the NFL will cover his ticket. I mean, they're covering the hospital bills. It is a sad story. It's very sad.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because he was changing lanes illegally doesn't make it less sad.
Well, apparently, the Florida Highway Patrol doesn't really care.
Okay.
Improper lane change. Apparently, he pulled in front of another vehicle and made slight contact with it before he crashed into the concrete barrier. According to a copy of the crash report obtained by ESPN. The NYPD is eyeing a possible hate crime toward Megan Rapinoe.
No, not toward Megan Rapinoe. Wait, what? Read that headline
again.
That's
what it says. New York City police say they're investigating a possible hate crime directed toward Megan Rapinoe.
Sorry, okay, yeah.
After posters featuring the U.S. soccer star were defaced with derogatory slurs, police said the vandalism, which was discovered inside the Bryant Park subway station in Midtown Manhattan Monday, is being investigated by the NYPD's Hate Crime Task Force. The posters have since been scrubbed clean. Rapinoe, who is gay, has been an outspoken advocate for gender equity and LGBTQ plus inclusion. Apparently they defaced the posters and put derogatory slurs.
Like, that's hate crime-y.
I don't know if they can figure out who did it. I don't know if they got cameras in the subway station or...
Well, did you see where those kids, college-age students, or the kids, are we kids? Those kids went to college
they're
and
adults.
Drew a swastika on the sidewalk, and they were wearing masks, but they had their cell phones in their pocket, and it connected to the campus Wi-Fi.
I think that was actually a high school.
Is it high school?
Yeah, I read that article the other day.
Okay, well, that's definitely worse because they are kids, but I guess it's better. Maybe they can say they're rehabilitated in a couple years.
At first, apparently they... Like,
high schools have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, they do.
Like, you're allowed to like connect to the high school Wi-Fi?
Not most. Like, okay. Like at Farragut, like...
Well, I know the teachers and like the internet has to have one, but I didn't know you could connect to that.
At Farragut, you weren't allowed on it, but like some like nicer schools like allow you to do that. Like, I know Webb, like... like some schools supply laptops and stuff to their students now. I know Webb has like iPads or something like that,
mm-hmm.
So they might have that kind of thing. But yeah, like apparently they said at first it was going to be a senior prank, and then they just started doing.
They said it was going to be a senior prank. The swastikas.
At first, when I read the article, they
That'll
said
show
they
them. Yeah.
At first, they said they were going to go and spray class of 2018 somewhere. And then
2019
sounds more like class of 43 to me.
And then the one of the guys started just doing some derogatory stuff, and everybody started following along.
I missed the 43 joke, but I don't want to.
Swastikas.
43? Is that what they're called?
I think like 1943.
Gotcha.
Nazis.
Yeah, I mean that's. Do we think of 1943 as the time of Nazis? Like.
It was during the time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but so 39, 40. And
right, I just 41. Happened to say 43.
Well, okay.
I
was just confused.
I didn't
see the significance of 43, I guess, was what I was getting at.
Apparently you didn't get the joke.
I don't know that anybody got the joke.
I don't think anyone got it.
I think it was just you two.
I don't think anybody got it.
I think most people understand 1943 was a year during World War II.
Cam, did you get it?
In which the Allied forces
Cam didn't
took
get it
on the
Is
the
Nate still
Axis
out there?
The Axis forces. Cam wasn't listening, first of all.
Did Nate get it? Oh, Nate didn't get it either?
Nate's not here. He's not even out there.
And he didn't get
You're
it.
Just making up lies now.
He was here. Just
I think most people
ago.
Understand from 39 to 45, we had World War II. It was the Allied forces against the Axis forces. 43 would have been one of the years in there. The swastika stems from the Nazi forces of the German army.
Yeah, but I mean, again, there were many years that you could have gone with. I'm just glad you didn't go with 45.
Because of Trump being president,
liberal
number 45.
Cody. Yeah, like I've had enough of your liberal Cody. So 45
you
would
are
two purposes there.
You are liberal.
Anyways, you got any more headlines? Or wait, okay, what are we talking about here? So
they went to go spray. It was actually the class of 2018. Like
also last year.
Yeah, the
okay.
article is very late, but they went to go spray paint class of 2018. One of the guys started spray painting. The principal's name is N-word.
Oh.
And
oh,
then
no.
everybody started putting all these different swastikas,
oh, no.
KKK.
What school was this?
What the hell?
It's a place in Maryland. And then,
oh,
like,
I thought you were going to say it was Farragut.
No, that would be something else. It's a place in Maryland, but yeah, like they went. But apparently, yeah, they had their cell phones in their pockets to connect, and everybody has an individual ID code. So when they connected automatically to the Wi-Fi, they knew the four people immediately, and they pulled them out of like a graduation celebration that was like going on, where people were like accepting awards and stuff. And arrested them.
Mm.
Do kids these days still get textbooks that were passed down from kids of years past?
That's a good question.
You remember you used to get
them on the. They don't put them on like iPads or anything.
I mean, like when I was in high school 4 years ago now, I was still getting the hand-me-down books.
You remember that feeling though, where you used to open your textbook and on the inside cover it would show who had it, like 08, 09, 09, 10, mm-hmm. 10, 11. It's like. Maybe you had an older sister who had a friend. It's like, do I know the people that had my book? You know what I mean?
I never put my real name in there.
What'd you go with?
Why not?
Like, I just did the dumb names, like Huge Ass.
I'm not sure I'm following along. Hugh Jass?
Yes. Like, never mind. We'll probably just go back to headlines.
Jack
Frost.
The MLB All-Star Game beat the NBA All-Star Game by plus 27% in overnight ratings the other night. It remains the number one All-Star Game in all of sports.
Yeah, I mean, they do the All-Star Game better than anybody.
It has outrated the NBA's All-Star Game in every year that both have been televised.
They do it better.
The MLB just does it better. Saw a story last night broke about a friend of the show. I don't know if we can call him friend of the show. He came on one time for an interview. Remember Albert Haynesworth?
Yes.
Everybody knows Big Al. Big Al's having a hard time. He needs a kidney transplant very soon. He posted about it on his Instagram page last night and said he's in dire need of a kidney. His has failed him. He said on July 7th, 2019. Tough news, sad story for Big Al. So he needs a kidney.
I'm not going to speak ill of the sick.
Oh, God.
No. I'm not going to speak ill of the sick.
He's a friend.
I know what you're about to say.
He's a friend.
I love Albert Haynesworth. He gave me great memories as a kid for the Vols, and I loved him on my Titans.
He's a friend of the show.
He posted a picture like he was on his deathbed. He's not dying.
You can die from kidney failure.
No, you just go on dialysis.
Yeah, but and if like you don't get a kidney, you can...
I mean, yes, like, eventually you will die years and years from now.
If you don't do anything about it, much faster.
Right, but I mean, he's acting like... I feel like he's trying to tug on our heartstrings and trick somebody into giving him a kidney, acting as if he's, like, on his deathbed. The picture made him look like he was on his deathbed, and people are thinking, oh, no, is Big Al about to die? I better call and give him my kidney.
I mean, the guy needs a kidney.
I understand that, and it's an unfortunate situation to be in. I'm just saying, when I saw it originally, I was like, oh, wow, looks like he's not got much left. And then people are telling me, no, like, he could function and live another 20 years. He just will have to do dialysis.
Yeah.
Which is going to suck, I understand.
And he can live about another 15 years.
That's what I'm saying. I just feel like I was a little misleading. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's a tragic situation. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, the guy's already had a brain aneurysm.
He has?
And now his kidneys are failing him.
They are. I understand. Again, let's move on.
I mean, if you've got the kind of reach that he does, why not post? I mean, he's got to try to find a donor, you know?
I understand that.
He's asking for someone to generously donate a kidney. If you're interested in giving this precious gift, please call Vanderbilt.
If we're being honest, like, he probably shouldn't just get to jump ahead of all the other people that are waiting in line for the transplants just because he's famous.
I'm just saying, if I need a kidney and I got a big reach and a big audience, I'm probably going to try to ask for the kidney. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's probably a good thing for him that this is a trending story and it's on the front page of CBSSports.com. The guy's trying to save his life.
Maybe it's something, I don't know, maybe the people explaining to me didn't explain it well enough. I don't know. Maybe it is more tragic and more... maybe he is more up against it. Again, I'm not speaking ill of him. I love Albert Haynesworth. He came on the show. He is a friend of the show. I hope it's not worst case scenario. I hope he can find him a kidney. When I saw it, I was convinced he was not long for the world. Then other people were explaining that's not exactly the case, but I don't know.
I mean, a lot of people.
I have
don't
no
know
problem
what
with him using his reach to try to get a kidney. Fine. Any more headlines?
Man. Mike Vrabel says he'll chop off his penis for a Super Bowl win.
Come again?
No. No, that's kind of the point. Mike Vrabel, during an appearance on Bussin' with the Boys, which is a podcast hosted by Taylor Lewan and Will Compton, he said lazy reporters were bound to pick this up from something and make it a story. Let's see, what did he say? Matt Neely said he would cut off his, you know, they use the D word, for a Super Bowl. That's what LaJuan said. And LaJuan said, no, I would not do that. Would you cut yours off for a Super Bowl? And then Vrabel said, I've been married 20 years. Yeah, probably. And LaJuan said, you got three? Vrabel said, as a player, you guys will be married for 20 years one day. You won't need it anymore. LaJuan said, you come home with a bag of ice, and Jen is like, oh, honey, what did you do? And you say, I cut my off. We're going to win a Super Bowl. Your wife would be like, eh? Or would she be upset? Vrabel said she would be like, you want me to do it? Do you want to do it now? They're just freely talking about cutting off penises here for a Super Bowl.
That's the kind of coach I want.
Assistant coach Matt Neely.
That's the kind of coach I want.
Assistant coach Matt Neely would cut his off.
I don't think he's an assistant coach. He's the assistant.
Assistant for the show.
A show.
Mike Vrabel, head coach, would cut off his penis for a Super Bowl. Taylor LaJuan says he would not. So remember
that's
that.
That's not the type of left tackle I want.
You remember that about LaJuan if things go south this year.
Head coach, that's the type of guy I want. Left tackle, I'm not so sure about.
Can you really trust a left tackle that wouldn't cut it off for a Super Bowl?
Speaking of which, why do you need lube? What was the deal with that?
Because we're playing this or that today.
Oklahoma City have some type of nerve. See what the asking price is for Russell Westbrook? They're asking the Miami Heat, who, you know, they keep saying, hey, we're going to work with Westbrook. We're going to send him where he wants to go. We're going to do right by him. He is, as Cody McClure says it, a legend who stayed at one city, right? You've been talking about how you like those guys. Russell Westbrook is that guy. 11 years.
Well, I don't like him.
Well, either way, 11 years. Now they're gutting the team and they want to rebuild. So, like, hey, Westbrook, we're going to trade you somewhere. We're going to trade you wherever you want to go. We're going to work with you because you deserve it. He says, okay, I want to go to Miami. And now Oklahoma City's like, okay, we'll send you to Miami. Miami, we're going to need back the only three good young players you have left. Justice Winslow, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, and two first-round picks. And I'm just like, what? Wait a second. Do the Thunder realize what Russell Westbrook is right now?
Useless.
I'm not going to call him useless. For the Thunder, he's kind of useless. I guess maybe he could help sell tickets for them. But on the court, he's going to be fairly useless when it comes to trying to make the playoffs. You are correct about that, Cody McClure. But, I mean, in the league, Russell Westbrook, if he's not the worst, maybe he's not even the second worst. Maybe you could argue he's not the third worst, but he is at the very worst, a fourth worst contract in the league. Like, I feel like it's a little overstated. Like, I don't think he's like completely unmovable, and I don't think he's a negative asset to the team who's trading for him, but I don't think you actually give up anything valuable for him, right? Is that fair to say?
Right.
An aging point guard who relies on athleticism that got to the rim less last year than ever before, who didn't shoot good from the free throw line, who is kind of grumpy, for lack of a better term. You can try to help him. You can get him somewhere he wants to go. But, I mean, my God, Miami. You have to realize you might get one asset, maybe one. I don't even think you're going to get one positive asset. You have to look at this as, look, we are unloading $170 to $180 million of salary cap. That's the reward here. I don't know if you've seen, but Tyler Hero looks pretty good for the Heat in Summer League. It's just Summer League, but he looks pretty damn good so far.
The Kentucky guy?
Yeah.
Hero.
They took him in the first round, and he's been pretty good.
I never liked him.
No, but he's been really good in Miami so far. At least, again, Summer League and all that, but he looks like somebody who fits in this version of the NBA. The Thunder are trying to play good guy here. yes, Westbrook, we'll trade you wherever you want to go, while also being like, yeah, but to trade you there, we're going to ask them to send us all their good players. That way it's just you and Jimmy Butler. That seems kind of crazy to me. All right, it is Thursday. Before this or that, let's go ahead. Let's break out. Turning left with Cam Black. Cam, you ready? You good? Thumbs up from Cam. Ben, you ready? You got the music? Hit the music.
I want you to go back out on that track and hit the pace car.
Hit the pace car?
Hit the pace car!
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
Get on, Earhart, you scared of competition. I'm just as poor and stupid as you. I'm going to drive and I'm going to go fast and I'm going to turn to the left again.
Can we just get back to the subject of racing, please?
Hell, bring it on, Danica.
Son of a bitch just slammed into me!
No, he didn't slam into you, he didn't bump you, he didn't nudge you, he rubbed you. And rubbing, son, is racing.
Dude, check it out, Kenny! My very own NASCAR! Aw, cool, huh, Kenny? Beepy!
There's only one good thing about coming to these races. The vibrations from the car. Oh, I love this car!
Back, here we go, turning left, Cam, let's go.
Alright, we're in Sparta, Kentucky this week at the Kentucky Speedway.
Where? Sparta?
Sparta, Kentucky, not Tennessee, Sparta, Kentucky.
They have a big stock barn there, right?
This is Sparta.
They have a big stock barn in Sparta, Kentucky?
I'm not sure, but they have a big racetrack, which holds a pretty nice capacity of 69,000 people.
That's not that big.
Yeah, not that. It's nice, though. It can work. It's a pretty interesting race, place, because it's only been in the Cup Series for about 8 races now. Chevy has never won at the race.
Chevy has never won
so
in a race.
So they're trying to break that through.
Go ahead and mark off all the Chevys.
Yep.
Chevys
even Jeff Gordon, winning. Who won at every place he raced in a Cup Series, never won at Kentucky.
Wow.
Well, they never raced there.
He raced there once in 2012.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow! I'm saying they didn't race there when Gordon
Cam
was driving.
One time, 2012.
Well, Gordon's not going to win the one. He got one shot
Cam
at
Black
it.
And he failed.
From downtown. Oh, it's in Cody McClure's face.
I'm saying Spatial he got one McClure. Shot at it.
Cody, can I have the segment, please?
Spatial. Wait. Facial McClure.
Please continue, Cam.
267 laps, mile and a half oval. It's a night race. Hopefully this time we actually get the nice race, night race, and it doesn't get delayed by weather or anything. But Martin Truex is the favorite this week. Kyle Busch right behind him. Him and Harvick right behind him at 5-1. Three active drivers have only ever won at this one because again, it hasn't been in existence that long. But
you said since 2012, right?
2011, I think, was first year.
And only three people have won it in the 7 or 8 years since then?
Keselowski, Busch, and Truex are the only ones who have won at Kentucky so far in the Cup Series. They're going to see if they get somebody new in this week. But we'll see. If I had to take a long shot or something, I think Kurt Busch, not Kyle, Kurt, I think he could have a good week. And he's at like 25-1 odds. So if you're feeling crazy... this is the type of track you race as well on. But, yeah, that's pretty much it for Kentucky. So we'll see how that plays out Saturday night at 7:30.
Who was your pick?
Kurt Busch.
Kurt Busch.
Went wild with Kurt Busch.
Kurt Busch is your
pick.
It's
at 25-1.
He's going to come back with a vengeance, right?
Yeah. He was mad about last week. So I think he's got a chip on his shoulder. He races well at these type of events. That's my pick.
Okay.
Not sure why people are saying Cam schooled me there when I was simply pointing out
you
Jeff.
You said he hasn't raced there. He
no,
raced
no, no.
There.
I said during Jeff Gordon's career, they never raced
Cam
there.
Cam Black.
It was toward the end
got
of
got the ball. He jab-stepped you, let you get a little bit closer, and then he drilled it right in your face.
That was not my point. Cam,
facial.
Cam, you said Jeff
McClure.
Cam, how many times did Jeff Gordon race there? You said one time?
He had five starts, but his best start was fifth in 2012.
Okay, well,
five times.
My point
That's
was.
That's a pretty decent sample size.
My point was that they didn't race there many times.
Five times.
I made my point.
No, you didn't.
No, Cam
did not dunk on
you
me.
You said he didn't race there. He raced there.
That's not what I meant. I meant for the majority of his career they didn't
five
race
times.
There.
Five times.
Okay, Jeff Gordon started racing in the 90s, the early 90s.
You didn't say the majority of his career.
I'm
you
just
said
saying
he's never raced there.
Gordon goes 20 years without
the
racing
dunk.
There.
You
no,
got dunked on.
I did not get dunked
you
on.
You got dunked on.
I
just
didn't
take
get
it.
Dunked on.
Dunked on.
He dropped the people's elbow.
If they
on
had
you.
Raced there for 20 years, Jeff Gordon would have won there. That was my point.
Good thing I picked up the lube.
They just started racing at Kentucky, for God's
wow.
sake.
Wow, Cam said it's a good thing he picked up the lube. Ooh.
Oh, man.
God, again.
Oh, man.
He's Vince Carter. You're that big goofy 7-foot guy in the Olympics that got jumped over.
No, you listen here.
Oh, my God. Can we?
I asked him to pick up the lube.
Cody is already down 0-2 in this or that. This is amazing.
This is going to be a long
game for you,
buddy. No, you
don't get the credit for that.
Well, I know. I'm not taking the win. You're just taking the loss. You're down -2-0.
I'm not taking a loss.
I know.
Just because you and Ben start going, ooh, 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 that doesn't mean I took a loss.
What about your face
you
getting red?
You two don't know a damn thing about NASCAR.
What about your face getting red?
You don't either. You know nothing about NASCAR.
It seems
NASCAR.
Like your own body knows that you took the L twice.
Just the fact
back-to-back. Two-time loser.
Here's what you got to realize. Just because you make a loud expression doesn't necessarily mean you're right.
Is
okay?
that why you're yelling right now?
Oh, okay. You Cam. And Ben. Damn, why Cam dunk on Cody like that? Cody tried to call Cam out while being wrong. Class is in session for Cody. Learn a lesson. Cam did the Grant Williams post shimmy on him.
Oh.
Cody, you got put on a poster.
Okay.
Always knew right. Cody was a Jeff Gordon fan.
All right.
Call the police. Okay. There's been a murder. It's not just me and Ben.
Yeah. So now you're just reading off replies.
Precisely. You said it was just me and Ben.
It doesn't
not.
Mean you're right. It doesn't mean you're right.
But
and
you
you're
said he's never raced there.
Yeah, and you claiming you're not wrong.
My point was he never won a damn race there because they didn't race there for 20 years.
But he raced there
but
five
raced
times.
There five
I don't
times.
Give a damn if he raced there 5 years. He was a driver for over 20 years.
But you were wrong.
Whole point.
Cam's whole point was that Jeff Gordon that's the only track he's ever won at.
Because he only raced there five times.
But he's never
but
won there.
But he had five opportunities to win there.
I mean, come on.
And you said he had zero.
I didn't say he had zero.
You said he's never raced there.
I said he never raced there. And what
right.
I meant by that,
yes,
exactly.
It didn't mean it.
And
it didn't
mean
it literally,
times.
Damn it.
Never means?
I
do you understand the word?
Shut up and let me talk.
Right now, this is the Kobe meme, the one.
I did
two,
not mean
three,
it literally.
Four, five times.
That he had never raced there. I meant it as in he never raced there. The never
Webster
is
the
not
phone?
The emphasis.
Can we get Webster on the phone to get him to explain the word never to Cody?
The emphasis was not on the word never. I said, I never raced there. Which means I meant for the majority of his damn career, he
never
raced there.
Adverb.
I hope at the very least this teaches Cody a lesson not to try to steal Cam's segment.
Never. At adverb. At no time in the past or future. On no occasion. Not ever. Doesn't say less
never's
than.
Never's kind of like not ever. They just dropped the OT.
Yeah.
Do you not understand?
It should be like in apostrophe ever.
Do you not understand?
That's how I'm going to start writing never.
That you can speak sometimes in just general terms like, oh, I never raced there. That's what I meant throughout his career.
He hardly raced there.
He really
there.
Never raced there. Yes, hardly. Perhaps I should have said hardly.
Better not say hardly. We already started talking about lube and Cam. What Cam's done to you. Just
Cam didn't do a damn thing to me. I know more NASCAR than all three of you combined.
Not more than Cam when it comes
all
to
three
Jeff
of you
Gordon
jerks.
Apparently not.
Go ahead, pull up a quiz. I'll let you three
has
be
Jeff
on a
Gordon,
team together.
Has Jeff Gordon ever won?
I didn't
Kentucky?
Mean Jeff Gordon never raced at Kentucky, my own.
Ben, can we get to this or that topics? Cody's already down -2-0, by the way.
Staples or paper clips? Fold or wad toilet paper? Chicken thigh or chicken breast?
So here we are, week 87 of this, and still no sports topics.
It's July 11th.
I like two of those, surprisingly. What's the first one? That one's kind of trash.
Staples or paper clips?
The listeners said they liked that one.
And what was the third one?
The listeners.
What was the third one?
Like one guy said, here's one.
What? Breast or thighs?
Ooh, breast
for chicken.
Or thighs. Just chicken?
Chicken, breast or thighs.
So no duck or woman.
This or that coming up next.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. This. That.
This.
Come on.
All right, it's time for the best debate segment in Knoxville from 12 to 3. It's time for this or that. Let's kick things off with fold or wad toilet paper.
You mean when you do your business, and number two, and you have to clean yourself.
Yeah, well, what is the deal with this? I mean, we as a show should be above this by now.
What do you mean?
Bathroom humor.
I take what the listeners send to me, what they want to hear debated.
Okay, I mean, just
you guys are trying to deprive. You guys are trying to deprive our loyal listeners.
At least it's not lunchtime
on Fan Run Radio.
That's true. It is not lunchtime anymore.
Well, when I drop a big one in the toilet, I usually like to fold the toilet paper before I clean myself.
This is disgusting.
It is disgusting, but hey, it's the topic at hand, and I'm going to argue for folded toilet paper. Thing about folding the toilet paper, first of all, you don't use as much of it. You know, you can kind of conserve it, whereas if you pull it all off at one time, you just pull a big wad, you're quick about it. And another thing with the wad, the paper is in all different areas. You know what I mean? It's just wadded up. You don't know where there's space or where there's paper. I think you take a greater risk of a wad of just sticking it up in there and getting some of that on your hand. Whereas folded, you know exactly the surface area you're dealing with, and you fold it over a couple of times, and it makes it thicker, so you don't have to use as much.
That's
plus,
disgusting.
When you wipe the...
No one wants these images.
When you wipe the waste from the surface, then you can fold it again with the folded, you know. I don't know what you like to use, 6 or 8 squares, whatever, but you fold it over once, you wipe, you fold it over again, you can wipe again.
That's disgusting. I'm about to throw up.
You get more poo on the surface area of the toilet paper when you fold. That means you get the job done quicker, easier, you use less.
That's disgusting.
Do you have an argument?
Water. It's faster. You can swirl it off faster. You don't have to take time to fold it. I think that's good when it comes to efficiency. And who says you can't reuse it once you get done with it? You can easily find places to cover up and find fresh toilet paper.
You can, but it's a little bit riskier because it's like all over the place.
All over the place? No, I mean,
so you try to fold it over?
It's the same concept.
Well, here's the thing.
It's easier to fold and fold over, honestly.
Well, here's the thing, though.
How do you fold over when it's folded? I don't understand.
Well,
you have to take your hands and put it over there, seems disgusting.
Listen, if you've got 8 squares, let's say you got 8 squares, right? You fold it over once, you got 4 double-sided squares, you cover those in
poo.
I don't want a visual of this.
No,
yeah, this really got
but
away
But you
from
fold
me.
Them over
what
again.
What are you doing? Just take the
it
point.
It wasn't my topic.
Yeah, just take the point.
Yeah, I was not prepared for all this.
Terrible hosting jobs by Ben Lee. That is disgusting.
I was not prepared for this.
What do you mean you're not prepared for this? You've had a whole week.
I mean, like, just this topic. Like, I didn't think
you
it
didn't
was
actually
gonna,
like think it through.
I didn't think it was going to get like this.
Everyone poops.
I understand that, but not everyone talks about it or has to hear somebody else talk about it.
Well, we talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. As far as I'll go into the bathroom with you is standing versus sitting. That's as far as I'll go with you.
We've talked about that before.
I'm not going into
all my clothes off.
I'm not going into the details. You take off all your clothes.
We've discussed
this. If you're out in public, you're taking your clothes off.
We discussed this in like 2017.
I know. I still don't believe it.
I keep my shoes on. I don't like sitting on the public toilet and pulling down my shorts because all the pee on the floor. Do you not understand what I'm talking about? Yes, I take all my clothes off.
So when you go in here at work, you're just getting
naked? I lock the door and I get ass naked. Because I don't like dropping my shorts in urine. Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard of?
It's a little bit weird. You just get straight
just
naked.
You guys just drop your shorts
Let's
and
get
pee.
Let's go out of the bathroom. We're supposed to be better than this by now.
I mean, I don't just drop my shorts to the ground when
Negative
I'm peeing.
-1 to 0.
I got the point.
Yeah, it's going to go folding. Chicken thigh or breast?
I'm a thigh guy. Always have been. The dark meat is juicier than the white meat. It's just, it has more of a taste to it, more flavor when you bite into it. It doesn't get dried out. There's more moisture in the thighs. And when you have more moisture and you cook it in the oil and you fry up some chicken, I mean, you bite into a drumstick or a thigh for that matter, you're just getting better meat. It's more tender. You can taste it better. With the breast, you have a great chance of it drying out. And another thing, if you're eating fried chicken, I assume we're talking fried chicken here, the breast is so big that a lot of times you're not getting the fried breading on the chicken. You know, it likes to come off. So you might get a couple of bites with the breading, but then you just got this big white breast right there. It's just chicken, like you just boiled it in water or something. The thigh, it all stays right there. Not as many bones to deal with in the thigh. Look, you can bite right into the side of it. It's just better meat. Were you going to say something?
Are you done?
I mean, I could argue for thighs all day, but go ahead.
I mean, the breast is healthier. I think that's the big thing here. You get more meat and more protein.
We're talking fried chicken.
No, we're not. We're just talking chicken. Just chicken. Just chicken. Give me the breast. It's healthier for you.
Chicken.
Hmm?
I thought we were talking fried chicken.
I mean, we're talking about chicken. You're talking about fried chicken. First of all, I don't want the bones in the thigh. No thanks. I'll take the breast.
In the breast.
Hmm?
There's bones all over the breast.
No. Go pick up a thing of breast from the grocery store. There's no bones in there.
If you get the boneless breasts, there aren't. But if
that's the type
I
get.
You go to KFC and you get a chicken
KFC.
Breast.
KFC?
Well, we not.
We're talking about chicken. What are you talking
about? I'm talking fried chicken.
What I stated was chicken, thigh, or breast.
What kind of argument do you have in your head?
Well, Ben,
you go easily get you a big, nice, thick thing of chicken, a skinless, boneless chicken breast from the store. You can cook it easily, and you're going to get more protein, less fat. It's better for you. And I think that's really the main part here, is that it's better for you.
Well, Ben, when do you eat chicken thighs if not fried, though? Do people eat thighs in other ways?
I'm a breast guy.
I mean, I've seen like the
huge breast guy.
I've seen like the crock pot thing.
If the breast ain't juicy, leave it alone.
It ain't juicy. That's the whole problem with the breast. The thigh is juicier. The thigh is just more tender meat. The dark meat is more tender. That's a well-known fact.
Ugh.
Were we talking fried chicken or just regular?
Just chicken in general. You can make your argument the way you make it.
But in general, most people don't eat thighs unless they're fried thighs.
Ben, I will end this argument with...
You don't get to just take both sides of the breast. You can't take boneless breasts. And
I can have the breast. You take the thighs. Whenever I go to buy chicken, Ben, you know what I say to myself? The breast is the best. Therefore, the thigh must fly. Get it away from me. Give me the breast. It's the best.
A breast, if you've had one breast, you've had them all. You know... I mean, breasts are breasts. They're not that special. Everybody's got breasts. You go anywhere, you can get a breast. A good thigh is hard to find.
Breast equals best. Thigh, blah.
Got to go with breast here. It's the better of the two.
No, it's not.
You wouldn't say it's the best, right?
I would say it's the best, personally.
Basic Ben would choose the breast over the thigh.
So it's 1-1 at this point.
No, it's 1-1.
Staples or paperclips?
Give me the paperclip. Big part about the paperclip is it's a one-step process. You take the paperclip up, you put it on your paper. Boom, it's over. To have a stapler, you have to have staples and a stapler. You know how big staplers are? And I know you can say you can get the mini ones, still bigger than a paperclip. Don't even get me started about trying to take the staple out. You leave holes in your paper. If you in college or high school, if you ever tried to do that, remove the staple, sometimes you would rip your paper if you stapled it too quickly. Paperclip, easy. Doesn't put holes in your paper. You're able to take it off, add things, take them off if you need to. Paperclips. Let me tell you, Microsoft Word, they didn't make a famous character off of a staple or a stapler. It was the what? The paperclip.
Who uses paperclips in 2019? The great thing about a stapler, Ben, is when you're trying to hold some papers, the whole point of this is holding papers together, right? I think we can all agree on that, yeah? You have no chance of the papers not staying together with a stapler. Let's say you've got, 12 pages of paper. You're trying to put a report. You need it to stay together. You staple it, boom, you're done. Paperclip, there's a good chance some of those papers are going to fly out of there. Those paper clips are unstable. you're not guaranteed that the paper stays in because the paper in on the interior is still loose paper. It's loose leaf paper. Whereas with a staple, it goes through every piece of paper and it clips back at the end. So you're guaranteed. You can wave that thing around, that report, and you're guaranteed it stays together with a stapler. Paperclip, you never know. Paperclip, it's easy to lose the papers in the middle because the paperclip's not as stable as the staple.
Yeah, and what plus, about the holes in the paper?
The holes in the paper?
Yeah. And you staple them.
Well, who cares?
What if you
They're stapled together.
What if you have to take them apart? What about worst case scenario here?
Well, why are you putting them together? They're all part of one thing.
Have you never
They're all part of one thing.
Have you never
They're all part of one thing.
Have you never stapled a five-page paper together and realized, oh, wait, I put page four before page three?
No, I've never done anything that dumb when putting together
a
report.
I forgot my page of references. Well, oh, rats, my title page.
If you're so dumb that you forget a page in your report, I mean, hey, I guess you got to print the whole thing out again and staple it again, but that's your fault for being an idiot. Wow. With a paper clip, you're bound to lose papers in the middle. They don't hold it all firmly together.
What are you going to do with these papers?
Another thing, where do you
Take
store
them to the top of a building?
Where do you store all those paper clips?
Pocket. You can put them in a pocket. Where do you store your stapler at?
It's easy. You just sit it on the desk. It's
what
one,
if you don't have a
piece.
Desk?
Well, then you sit it on a table.
Then why can't I put my paper clips on the table? In a jar of paper clips.
You got to keep them in something, though. You got to have a special item just to keep the paper clips.
You also
clips
have
in
a special item to staple papers called a stapler. It's bigger. It takes more room.
Not really. It's all right there together.
Have you ever bought a stapler before? Tell the truth.
I've got a stapler.
Have you ever bought a stapler before?
Yes.
You bought it?
Probably. Or maybe my mom bought it for me when I was in school, but I've still got it. I've still got it.
You don't have a stapler, Ben.
Paper clips are a pain in the ass. They get all bent. You can only use them
one time. Don't even get me started on that. I forgot. You can use paper clips for more than one thing. If you have to like reset something, you need a thing to poke in your phone or something. Paperclip, just unwind it, boom, now you got a little thing to poke, reset things. Good point by you.
You can use a pen or a needle or, I mean.
Use a stapler.
You could use a staple if you needed to do
then
the same
Then you have to
thing.
Open the stapler and do all that and find one, and I don't even know if you could.
Staple's quick. It's just boom, boom. Is there an office, let me ask you this, is there an office supply store named after the paperclip?
Is there one named after a stapler?
There's one named after Staples.
But not after a stapler?
Are we talking stapler or paperclip?
Because
I thought we were talking Staples versus paperclip, and that's gerrymandering.
You don't even know what you're arguing.
I know exactly what I'm arguing. The topic was staple or paperclip. All I know is the greatest office supply store to ever exist
it's called
is
Walmart.
Named after
Walmart.
Staples.
Amazon.
Staples.
Walmart.
I'm talking specific.
Staples went out of business for a reason.
No, it didn't. It's firmly in business.
I wouldn't consider it firmly. It's on its last leg.
It's the greatest specific to office supply store we've ever seen.
It's not better than Office Depot, bro.
It's right between
It's not even
dicks.
Better than Office Depot, bro.
Of course it's better than Office Depot.
Office Depot.
All I know is paperclips, nothing was ever named after a paperclip.
They had a whole run on Microsoft Word, though.
Your argument is based around a fictitious character on Microsoft Word.
And also the
Mine
convenience
is based
of putting
on
one thing
store.
On a paper and not having to have a separate contraption to put the staples in.
You have to have a separate contraption to store the paperclips in.
Not to use it, though. I can use a paperclip sitting
one
right here.
One staple is smaller than one paperclip.
If I hand you a paperclip and a staple, and you don't have a stapler, what are you going to do? Huh, bro?
What if you hand me 50 paperclips?
Put them in your pocket, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's convenient. Walking around with a pocket full of dumbass paperclips.
It's easier to store 50 paperclips than it is a big-ass stapler.
The point is the same.
What are you going to do if I hand you a staple and say, here, put this in a paper for me? You're not going to have any move. But if I hand you a paperclip, you're going to say, oh, I know what to do with this. Bada boom, bada bing, my papers are held together.
You don't know if they're held together because the papers in the middle are falling out. It's loose leaf paper. It's falling out of the middle.
If I hand you a bag of staples, you're gonna be like, oh my God.
The paper is still falling out of the middle of the paper clip.
Really wish I had a stapler here.
Paper clips are 1996. Staples has been around forever.
Yeah. I hand you a bag of staples, you're gonna have nothing but a burden.
I hand you a bag of paper clips, you can take on the world.
Then I'm going to need somewhere to store the paper clips,
your
just
pocket,
like I need
bro!
With the staples.
Your pocket!
Ben, you going to walk around with a handful of paper clips, or would you rather just hold a stapler? Come on. Come on. I mean, think about what the store was named after. Which is the better thing?
The best way to hold some papers together is staples, no matter what. Paper clips suck.
Well, but the convenience. Wow.
What's more convenient than a
staple? I got to get the point to Cody here with the
Thank
win.
Thank you, Ben.
Unbelievable.
Great judgment by Ben.
Go there and look in the office, Ben. See what Nate uses. Then get back to me.
We know pets are family. Like Smokey and the Vols, they're part of...
Last call, brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka, distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle. Pump the brakes or keep rolling. Cody, hurry, we're up against it. You going first or second?
Second.
No, you're going first for winning that game, you stupid idiot.
I don't know which one to pick. Okay, let's go with the burrito full of drugs.
No. Pay cut. No, that's going too far.
Okay, cactus causes problem on Arizona highway.
Yep.
A giant cactus pierced through the car windshield of a car on an Arizona highway.
I think it wasn't a car windshield of a tractor.
I know. The driver was miraculously unhurt, even though it went straight through the windshield where he was driving. He escaped injuries, was taken into custody after a cactus plummeted through his car windshield. Well, how the hell is that his fault? The driver, whose identity has not been released, was crossing a median in Tucson when he hit a cactus. The cactus splintered on impact, and the part that broke off ended up partially inside the black sports car, breaking through the windshield and jutting out onto the hood of the vehicle. He was detained. They've got him in handcuffs. What the hell did he do wrong? Oh, apparently he was impaired. He was impaired. It took him a minute to figure it out, but he was hammered. So they had to take him to the down to the drunk tank. He's lucky he didn't get killed. Big cactus. They said it could be 1 ton or 1,000 pounds. So it could. I guess they could have just said it could be between 1 and 2,000 pounds.
A quad A trio found in Oklahoma during traffic stop. All right. We had a whiskey. Not something you should be riding around with in a car, but not the craziest thing. We had a canister of radioactive powdered uranium and a rattlesnake.
Now that's a fun science experiment.
Apparently we don't know why the uranium was in the vehicle or how it was obtained, though uranium ore can be bought on Amazon. They say the police also found a gun in the console and a terrarium in the back seat containing a pet timber rattlesnake. Terrarium. He was charged with possession of a stolen vehicle, transporting an open container of liquor, and driving with a suspended license. So it's not illegal just to be riding around with uranium? That feels like it should kind of be illegal, right? No? What about a rattlesnake?
I mean, if you need to build a hydrogen bomb or something, I mean, don't you need uranium for that?
I don't know if you should be allowed to transport your rattlesnake either. Although, I mean, I guess where the hell are you going to get it if it's a pet?
What if you fed the rattlesnake whiskey, got it drunk, and then...
Something with uranium. I don't know. Something blew up something. I don't know. I don't even know what the hell you do with uranium.
I don't know. I know they had a lot of it out in Oak Ridge. I guess they still do. I don't know. You know when they built the bombs out there for World War II? You familiar with that?
Yeah. Bombs, Oak Ridge, all that stuff.
A lot of the uranium was here.
Chernobyl. Season 2.
We almost had our own little Chernobyl here.
We gotta go. See ya. Congratulations to...